Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tom Egan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bob Oliver. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Splitterv. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is hit by the pitch. Shaw moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. Shaw moves to third. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver strikes out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan strikes out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Piniella throws the ball into Patek, who tags Morales trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales misplays the ball. That's an error on Morales. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Patek steals second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Egan and he is safe. Patek steals third. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schall strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rojas is hit by the pitch. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Kirkpatrick and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv is 0 for 1 in the game. Splitterv hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0-for-1 in the game. Egan strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitter fires to first and has May trapped. There's the throw to Rojas, who tags May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kirkpatrick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John strikes out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Savage. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Chuck Harrison now playing first base. Bob Oliver now playing right field. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. Two outs. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison takes first base on ball 4. Oliver moves to second. Paul Splitterv is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Splitterv is 0 for 2 in the game. Splitterv hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitterv fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 0 for 2 in the game. Egan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patek for the out. 1 out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Piniella, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas has Williams trapped. There's the throw to Kirkpatrick and over to Shaw, who tags Williams for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, McKinney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliver, who is chasing the ball. McKinney reaches third base with a triple. Hershberger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim York now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reichardt strikes out. 1 out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tom Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Egan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McKinney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Jim York. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Hopkins moves to second. Bobby Floyd pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 4 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 1, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.